ABC Radio Australia.
We begin in Fiji, where Fijian-born recording artist and Pacific music legend George Fiji Veikoso has died at the age of 55 in Suva. Best known for shaping the sound of Polynesian reggae and island R&B, Veikoso spent more than 30 years in Hawaii, where his music career took off and earned him global fame. It was only last year that he returned to Fiji for his first ever homecoming concert, a sold-out event in Nandi that drew thousands of fans from across the Pacific. Chair of the Fiji Performing Rights Association and Fiji music legend Lisa Vulakoro says Veikoso was the biggest star to come out of the Pacific.
I'm very, very sad. Very sad about his news. We weren't expecting it or anything like this, and I haven't seen him since homecoming last year, and I'm really sad. I mean, he's the biggest artist ever came out of Fiji and the Pacific. You know, he's made Fiji proud. He put his name as Fiji, and it's a great loss. It's a really big loss for all of us here at FIPRA. I know we're all sad. We're all gathering here and just in his memory, sitting around Misa, Wuto, Vili, Epi, a few other members, thinking of him. Yeah, I'm really sad today. It's a great loss for Fiji and Fiji music industry.
Ms. Vulakoro, what did George Veikoso's music mean for the Fiji music brand?
He really started something very distinctive, you know, the way he combined Fijian music into reggae and maintaining the traditional themes, you know, of bunde and chants and all that. He took Fiji music to another level, you know. I'm sorry, I'm crying because I'm really sad. I'm really sad. And, you know, he was an amazing, amazing, talented human being. That's what I can tell you. He took Fijian music to another level. And we all kind of emulate him. You know? He's like our idol. He's my biggest idol. You know, I'm so sad that he's passed.
That was the chair of the Fiji Performing Rights Association, Lisa Vulakoro. And for more on this story, we cross now to our reporter in Fiji, Lide Movono. With that, I say Yandravina Ali there.
Yandravina, Chrissy, good to be talking to you again, but not so great to be talking about the death of a legend.
Yes, indeed, not so great news this morning for Pacific and music lovers as well. But how's the news of the death of popular musician George Fiji Veikoso being felt there in Fiji?
Chrissy, it's being felt quite deeply, not just in Fiji. We can't lay claim to the legend anymore. He really was someone that all across the region, people could lay claim to. His music, his art, his words, but also just the intentional way that he worked with artists all across every Pacific Island country meant that the man closed the chapter yesterday that everyone in the Pacific can lay claim to. People have described him as the most prolific singer-songwriter and producer from the region, accredited with over 100 songs. It was solo albums. It was collaborations with also the Pacific's best. So people are super sad here, Chrissy. He wasn't just a musician. To Fijians, to hear in Viti, he was a movement. The fact that he died at an age that many consider quite young has triggered a huge outpouring of grief. There are music fans, there are artists from across Pacific culture and Fijian culture. There are Pacific sports teams and political leaders and everyone that had any kind of even remote link to the Pacific. They're paying tributes, and it's coming by the minute from Hawaii, from Aotearoa, from Samoa, Tonga, everywhere. People are calling him the greatest of all time. And the thing about this goat, Chrissy, is that the biggest, wherever you turn in the Pacific, every big artist there is has been helped by him, mentored by him in some way, and they all describe him as a big brother or a cultural giant. But in Fiji, in Raiwanga, the neighborhood where he grew up, people are playing his music. They're celebrating memories, they're sharing memories, and they're just celebrating the fact that this was a Fijian man that lifted Fiji. He intentionally put the name of the country in his name. And if I can paraphrase what he said he just wanted to be remembered as George, but he wanted his work to make people remember Fiji always.
He certainly did that through his music as well, not only for the new generation, but the old generation. He left Fiji many decades ago, Lee, there, and moved to Hawaii, where he made a name for himself. But was he still well known in his homeland?
Absolutely. George Vicoso, you know, moved to Hawaii in 1987, so, you know, more than 30 years ago. But Fiji remained quite central to his identity, and he was intentional and quite strategic about that. Make no mistake, I mean, the man was a prolific, legendary artist, but he was also a shrewd businessman, if I can call it that. He intentionally put the name Fiji in his name and in his music and in his messages. And once he got that brand down pat, it was really hard to say George Vekoso and not think about Fiji. And so he carried the country, our identity, our stories with him. But more so, once he got that out of the way and the brand locked in stone, he did that for Samoa, for Tonga, and for many other countries across the Pacific. But in Fiji, people will remember him most because he was raised in Raiwanga, one of Suva's most resilient neighborhood. And that upbringing gave him an edge, and it gave him an authenticity that made his music quite distinct. And despite living abroad, he never forgot that. He took Raiwanga with him, and people, you know, kind of resonated with it because those universal values that he sang about was common all around the world. And so he was never forgotten at home, but he was really building stories about Fiji wherever he went, on buses, on radio. In everywhere in Fiji, no one can go past music and not talk about George Fiji Vekoso. But he cemented his legendary status when he came back last year and brought back that homecoming brand concert, which sold out not just the Fijians. People came from all over the Pacific and around the world to come. Chrissy, I'd never seen anything like that, where Nandi, our tourist hub, was just absolutely without accommodation. You could not find a place to sleep because everyone in the world came to watch that man. And even as he dealt with illness, he kept showing up for Fiji, so Fiji lay claim to him.
Yes, and he certainly carried Fiji also in his name, and as we continue to see tributes flowing in from across the Pacific. But what's his influence been on modern Fiji culturally there?
I think in terms of modern Fiji culture, one of the quotes that stayed with me last night as I poured through all of the tributes came through, you know, one of Fiji's most notable public figures, John Apted, who said his music, he was thanking George Vekoso overnight for the music. And he said, thank you for the music of our lives. And I think that really aptly described what George Vekoso's music was like. It was the life of every Fiji. But, you know, we have to acknowledge the fact that it became the life of every Pacific Islander, the music that he made. But when you speak about it technically, I think Laisa Volokoro, who herself is a gifted, iconic Fijian musician, she described it really well when she said, He built a brand. He took authentic Fijian sounds and authentic Fijian cultural concepts, and he built it into a new genre of music. And, you know, he was a genre-defying artist in that he created a sound that now, 30 years on, you can't really go into the Pacific without understanding that this is the music of the Pacific. It's a little bit of reggae, soul, and also R&B, but it's a music that people in Fiji can identify with as being their sound, as being their identity. But Chrissy, I also must talk about the fact that he was a gifted lyricist. And I think that was my favorite personal thing about him, is his words, the way he used the gift of lyricism to tell stories about real life in, you know, newly independent Fiji, about poverty, about struggle, about growing up in a home without a father. But he created that kind of music and messaging that transcended race. It transcended transcended class, it transcended gender, and it became the music that all of us could reflect on, whatever, you know, part of life you were going through. So he captured that so beautifully and in such a complex and wonderful way that Laisa Volokoro said to me, he took Fiji music to another level, and that influence is going to be alive in the voices of Fijian music for a very long time, Chrissy.
Certainly it will be alive in the music, and across the Pacific many will always remember who George Fiji Veikoso was. But I wonder how will he be remembered there in Fiji?
I think right now people are still in shock. There's a lot of grief. I mean, I think I'm doing a very good job not falling apart on air while I'm talking about it with you. But people will remember him as the greatest. He really was the greatest. He did stand on the shoulders of so many giants, wonderful musicians who, you know, carried his work and who carried his talent and who gave him the space. But he will be remembered as not just as Fiji's greatest. He will be remembered as the Pacific's greatest. And we're seeing that from Pacific Islanders already giving tributes and paying homage to the man that a lot of them call their mentor or Uncle George, someone that gave them the space to be great themselves. But in terms of his actual accolades, I struggled overnight to find, you know, a number, the number of works that the man made. And there isn't a specific number anywhere, but I read that more than 100 tracks can be attributed to him in some way. So he was either, you know, the singular artist on it, or he produced it, or he, you know, let people take a part of him into the tracks. And for his genius, he won, you know, Male Vocalist of the Year and Favorite Entertainer of the Year at the Hawaii's Nahoku Hanohano Awards. He won Pacific Music Awards in Aotearoa. He won Lifetime Achievement Awards in Fiji. He kept being brought back as, you know, Fiji's lifetime greatest at the FIPRA Music Awards. But also one or two of his works has also been Grammy nominated back in 2002, and works that he's done with huge artists like Jay Boog, for example, would later earn them Grammy nods too. And so his music is going to stay on for a while. But Chrissy, beyond the trophy, George Veikoso's legacy is personal. He mentored countless artists. I tried to do a count last night, but couldn't come up with a number. He opened doors for Pacific musicians in the U.S., and he carried our voices to the world. He sang in our language, and he sang with our identity and our heart. And even when he was unwell, he still sang from a wheelchair even, and because of the people and the music that mattered so much to him. So, Chrissy, legends never die. They live on in the voices they inspire.
They live on. Yes, George Fiji Veikoso, Uncle George, like you mentioned, or Poji, all his music will never be forgotten. Live Movono, thank you so much for your time. Vinavalevu.